Their eyes were opened. I want to talk to you about praying for the Lord to open your eyes and the eyes of those people around you. In Matthew chapter 9, we see Jesus performing all sorts of cool signs and wonders. We see Jesus healing a paralytic man. We see Jesus raising a dead girl back to life and healing a woman with an issue of blood. We see Jesus healing two blind men, and we also see him casting out a deaf and mute spirit. The area of focus today, though, is on the blinded eyes being opened. Let me read to you a section of Scripture, verses 27 through 30. The Bible says, "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' And when he had come into the house," verse 28, "the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be to you.'" Verse 30, "And their eyes were opened." In this section of Scripture, we see Jesus performing one of his many supernatural healing miracles. Two men, four blinded eyes opened. Not only can we pray and should we pray for physically blinded eyes to be opened, but I think that it is so important that we pray for our spiritual eyes and the spiritual eyes of those around us to be opened as well. Did you know that the enemy desires to keep us blinded to our actions and to the way that we live our lives? Let me give you an example. Suppose a husband doesn't treat his wife very well. Perhaps he is impatient with her and frequently loses his temper with her. The wife is no angel either, and she's constantly nagging him. The woman approaches her husband and tells him that she doesn't appreciate him getting angry at her all the time. He, however, doesn't agree with her, even though it's blatant to everybody else that he has an anger management issue. The man tells his wife that he doesn't appreciate her nagging. However, she doesn't believe that she does, but yet everybody else thinks that she's a nagger. You see, both of them are blinded to their own actions. The question is, how do you deal with this sort of an issue? I believe that you pray for them, that their eyes would be opened. It is also highly recommended that you pray that your own eyes would be opened to your actions. I am personally convinced that people will not change until their eyes are opened to their own actions. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." If you have been trying to get somebody to change their ways, to change their actions, then I would suggest to you to pray that their eyes would be opened. It's always safe to pray for your own eyes to be opened as well. Let's pray for this together in the name of Jesus Christ. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord, please open my eyes to any action or behavior that I do that is not up to your standards. Please open my eyes, Lord. Lord, I also ask that you would open up the eyes of the people around me as well. Lord, please give us a deep revelation of how we are living our lives. Please let us see clearly. We desire to do your will. Lord, I ask you to please forgive me for those times when I have tried to remove the speck in someone else's eye, but had a plank in my own eye. Lord, please remove all the logs from my eyes. You are so great, and you never cease to work miracles. Oh, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.